Even though the school year has wound down and the start of the 2017-18 school year is months away, the education system does not take a summer rest, as some might imagine. Educators and administrators make use of these months to review current policies and prepare to implement elected as well as mandated changes in the education process. My first guest today joins us to explain how this takes place and to discuss how the return of more home rule, I guess we could say, to the states when it comes to education will affect the process. She's the president-elect of the New Jersey Education Association, Marie Bliston. Thanks for being here today, Marie.
Oh, thank you, Chris.
And a couple of websites for the New Jersey Education Association. It's njea.org. And on a related note, which we'll get into since Marie will be attending their annual meeting for the National Education Association, it's nea.org. And just for the edification of the person listening, as far as the New Jersey Education Association, what role does it play in the execution and the administration of the education system in the state?
Well, we play a large part. I mean, we represent over 200,000 educators in this great state. That includes aides, bus drivers, you know, cafeteria, custodian, tech secretaries, security, and, of course, teachers, child study team, nurses, librarians, and so on. And so we come in contact with many, many children every single day, and we are very proud of the fact that we give a great education to each of them so that, in fact, that they can live productive lives in this great country of ours.
And as I mentioned, I referred to the NEA, their annual meeting and representative assembly is coming up June 25th through July 5th. What's the importance of this annual meeting, and what are some of the key issues that are going to be debated, discussed, or maybe even clarified in some cases?
You know, it's extremely important, Chris. Very good question. We are public schools, public employees, and we answer and are accountable to the public, which I totally am supportive of and believe in. With that said, we are dependent on that funding and legislation, both at the federal level and at the state level. So when we go to the Representative Assembly at the national level, we are part of 50 states. Of educators, the people who are in the schools and classrooms, to give voice to the real needs of what our students need. And then that helps develop policy and direction for our leaders at the national level to speak with legislators and to, get the resources that are needed for our children.
Mentioned, too, that in a way, home rule is going to be a greater part of New Jersey education system, as well as with the other states, because with the implementation of the Every Student Succeeds Act replacing No Child Left Behind, is there a solid foundation about what that new home rule and self-policing is going to contain and allow, or is that still a work in progress over the next few months because the full implementation of the ESSA does begin with this coming school year?
Yeah, we had some voice with, and we joined with parents, by the way, when we gave voice to what the ESSA should be, because there were many things with the No Child Left Behind that just did not work. So we were happy to see some changes and have voice in that. So when you talk about local control, I think that New Jersey has been in the forefront in this state with local control, with local boards of education, and that are run by parents and community members in those districts because they feel as though they know what is best in that district. Tied to, however, you know, state standards that we all adhere to and that we all have our children aspire to attain. So when we talked about the ESSA here in our state, we were part of a large group of stakeholders, our administrators, our parent groups, and so on, and Board of Education members who came together to give some voice and direction to our Department of Education so that a plan could be put into place. I think there is still more work there that needs to be done, but we are very happy that at the federal level that they have given states in our state more say over what it is that we need, and we are the ones that are with these kids every single day, whatever resources that we think that should be put into place.
Starting with Marie Bliston, who is the president-elect of the New Jersey Education Association. It's njea.org on the web, and for the national organization, the National Education Association, nea.org. And you can follow along with their annual assembly that's coming up starting on June 25th. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. That greater overseeing and, I guess, self-determination that the New Jersey system is going to have now for education, how much of that is going to be an asset and maybe even a clarification of what's become the convoluted school funding process that we see in the state? If you have more that's in more cards in your hand and a more finite definition of what the needs are, can you better approach and explain and maybe help the members of the state house reassess their ideas when it comes to school funding?
Well, I can certainly try. I know as a classroom teacher well over 30 years that, you know, when legislators and people in the state house talk about school funding, their interest, and I think their goal, is to get that money into the classrooms and into the workstations of our educators across the board who have direct access to students. The problem, however, is that some things get bogged down when they don't go into finer detail and speak to the voices and speak to the people who are in those direct places. So with the funding thing that's going on right now, and it seems to be changing every day, I was extremely disappointed to see that once again we had some legislators come up with a short, quick fix, and they're not even sure on how that's going to play out. We have a school funding formula in this state that was developed maybe 8 or 9 years ago after probably 2 years worth of effort of research, educators and legislators and community people coming together to put forth a formula plan that would be fair to all students. And in fact, that school funding formula from 2008 actually had been tested in the courts, and it had been found at the Supreme Court level that it was the best and the fairest of any school funding formula. And so I get very perplexed and I get frustrated when I see that legislators are still not adhering to what that formula called for. And this present round of information that we just received does not adhere to the formula that, again, was court-tested and mandated in the state and is used as an example, the model for the other 50 states. So I'm hopeful that community people, I know we as educators, are going to lobby very hard over the next few days to remind our legislators of the commitment and the obligation that they have to the students and the children in this state.
Just to wrap up with our last minute here, with what would you want to help parents better be aware of as far as their understanding or their need to better understand a certain element of the education system? Because a lot of times, I mean, we know the school board meetings are one of the least attended. For example, parent-teacher conferences, it's challenging for some parents to get there. And the darkness they're left in makes some parents confused about the process and the system, and they have to react when something goes wrong instead of being able to be proactive and prevent something from going wrong.
Yeah, and I will tell you, thank God for technology, because we have been able to evolve so that parents and community members and we have access to each other. In this changing world, look, when I was in school, usually one parent worked, one was at home. Of course, that changed even when I became a parent, and it certainly is true today. I think that with access, we have online, right, and with telephones, that we're able to communicate with a much broader range on a regular basis, and I've been happy to see that change throughout our state here in New Jersey.
Especially through the school and the Board of Education and the superintendent websites. The information is there for parents, just a matter. The effort has to be made by all sides to make sure that connection takes place. She is the president-elect of the New Jersey Education Association. NJEA.org is their website. Marie Bliston, thanks for being here today.
Oh, thank you, Chris. Thank you. Bye-bye.